Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
3.7 to go. Everybody runs down the floor. James, long pass down the floor. Cryer tips it. Loose. Knipple has it. Throws to Proctor. Heaves up a three. No good. Houston from behind. 14 down to the national championship game. And for the first time since 1984, Houston will play for a men's basketball national championship. It's Houston and Florida in San Antonio on Monday night.
Well, I hope you guys had a good weekend, because that was as good a weekend, and we'll lead with the Cougs here, I promise. But that was, if you're a Houston sports fan, that was about as good a weekend as you could get. Friday, beating up on OKC at home, full strength OKC. Saturday, Ben, play the music, by God. Yeah, let's do this, yeah. Saturday, Cougs, we just heard that. You beat Duke. And you beat Duke in a way that is going to sting for them for a long, long time. And then yesterday afternoon, the Astros come back from down 7-1 against the hated, yes, you heard me, hated Minnesota Twins, hated by me. Then last night, you beat up on Golden State by 16 in a game where Draymond and Steph combined for single-digit points, and Draymond loses his mind the entire game. Oh, Seth, what a weekend, man.
It was a great weekend. What day is today, Sean?
Today is Monday. We are here. Thank you. It's going to be a great week.
You ran the gamut. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Good job. You got all the days right and everything.
A minefield. Yes. Let's go.
Clutch City.
Let's go.
That's right. The spirit of Clutch City is raining down upon you. I liked yesterday during the Astros game, Callis continually invoking the Cougs in the Astros' ability to come back from a seemingly insurmountable deficit and deliver us, more than anything else, watchable baseball.
Yeah.
There was, for a half of that game yesterday, I thought to myself, you know what? This is watchable baseball, and I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah. I was out to brunch with several friends of ours at Cadillac Bar, a table of eight. We had three mimosa towers, and while we were drinking the mimosa towers, the Astros were getting their heads handed to them. But once we got done drinking mimosa towers and we went home, that's where the fun began for the Astros. So I blame us, all our friends, for drinking mimosas during the, because the Astros were playing like they were drinking mimosas.
What's a mimosa tower look like?
It's
just stacked up champagne glasses.
Yeah, or? No. It's literally like, you know those candy things they have in the press box at NRG Stadium. like yeah. with the M&Ms in it, and you just hit the latch and it spills out M&Ms into a cup for you.
Yeah.
It's like that, but thinner and with mimosas in it.
So a big tube of
mimosas. Yep.
That you can just, it's got a dispenser at the bottom.
A little faucet
just,
at the bottom. Yeah, yeah.
Well, does it have different flavors of mimosas?
They may, but we got the same.
Do you have multiple different tubes? Oh,
no,
okay.
It was just three of the same tubes, and we went after it, man. We got after it because it was a great weekend to do it. Weather was nice. It was, yeah, it was great. Good morning, my friend. How are you feeling after this weekend?
I feel good. I do feel awesome. Obviously, that was one for the ages with the Cougs.
Yeah.
And credit to all of them and Kelvin Sampson for just flat out being, honestly, there's somebody you're going to invoke for a long, long time as, hey, don't leave yet. Don't get out of your seats. Don't go try to beat traffic. Don't be one of those cold and timid souls that believes that it's over before it's over, because they just kept doing their thing, and ultimately the Duke couldn't handle it. Duke hadn't faced a top 20 defense in this calendar year, and they go up against the best defense in the league and all of a sudden just go completely dry in the last 3 minutes of the game. It was beautiful.
Yeah, they went dry. Yeah, they went dry for a while. They had a stretch, the Cougs did, of about 6 minutes and change of basketball where they only gave up one field goal.
Yeah.
They were the Blue Devils were stuck on 59 for a long time, and there were some just listening to Kelvin Sampson talk about it after the game, where in multiple interviews he said, "Man, our goal was to get it so that there was game pressure on Duke in the last minute or two of the game, because they hadn't faced a lot of that. They averaged, yeah. They've been blowing teams out. If we can just get some game pressure on them." And when they were down by 14 with about 9 minutes to go, that sequence where you get Cryer hits a three to get it to 11, they get the technical foul on Mason Gillis on the scrum after the made basket, where he gets an elbow, I forget which Coug it was, but right up in somebody's face, and you get a technical free throw, you get two, you missed one of them, but you get another possession and they score again. That was a big swing. That was 6 points they chipped away when they were down 14 in a matter of seconds. And that got it back to manageable. You're always trying to get it. You're down by 14. Let's get it down to 10, 9, 8. So they were in that 10, 9, 8 range. And then the Emmanuel Sharp three with 34 seconds to go that made it a three-point game was like, okay, yeah. Well, this is now interesting here.
And credit to Juwan Roberts, who in the second half they said, all right, you know what? Juwan Roberts can handle Cooper Flagg on his own. We're letting too many of these other guys dink and dunk us with their opportunities they're getting by trying to focus all of our energy on Cooper Flagg. And Cooper Flagg, this is something that was known going into the game. A couple times this year has struggled, has not been a guy who looks like the number one overall pick in the draft when in the final minute
late
of
games.
A close game.
Yep.
Yeah. So to be able to force the shot to Cooper Flagg and not give him an easy shot and for him to miss it at the end, like Juwan Roberts did what he had to do that entire second half. To what we talked about before the game, at the very least, look, Cooper Flagg's going to eat, and he was their leading scorer, but they made him inefficient, and he shoots less than 50%, and you just got to take them off of what works best for them. And they did, in hindsight, a brilliant job of it, but obviously needed that stretch of brilliance at the end.
They walked a tightrope to do it, that's for sure. And so now they play Florida tonight. Here was Kelvin Sampson. This is the interview that I think got most people's. He did several interviews after the game, and they were all great. I mean, this Coug team is they're a great story. This was Kelvin Sampson, his on-court interview with Tracy Wolfson, with his team surrounding him on the floor after the game on Saturday.
Lucky to have them, but it's not lucky that they do what they do, because that's work. They trust their work. They trust their teammates. I hear what people say. Duke this, Duke that. Duke's great. John Shire is awesome. But don't sleep on Houston. Don't sleep on Houston. We weren't 34-4 playing in the Toy Poodle League. We were 19-1 in the Big 12. Playing in the Big 12 helped us. Shout out to my Big 12 brethren, Coach Brett Yermark, and all the great coaches in the Big 12.
Okay, so don't sleep on Houston was the money quote there. If that's not on a T-shirt, it should be. If there's not a bunch of
I've seen others. Somebody's probably trying to file a trademark on it this morning.
Yeah. We got a lot of good T-shirt outlets here in town. I'm sure there's a bunch of Cougs in San Antonio tonight that will be wearing some version of Don't Sleep on Houston on their body, I would guess.
I liked them getting Big 12 love there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Big 12 will never lend itself to as catchy a chant as SEC.
No.
SEC.
What did he call it? The Toy Poodle League?
Yeah.
he takes Kelvin Sampson is he'd be a good guest on the Pettycast. You know, like he can take. The funny thing is, like, the ACC didn't get a lot of love either. Like, the SEC had however many teams in the tournament, and here we've got a final. Well, the final is Florida. I guess we had Duke in the ACC yesterday. So, yeah, they're repping the Big 12 tonight, man, against the SEC in Florida.
I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to conjure up any of my, white-on-white hatred for Duke like you typically do so easily.
Yeah, yeah, man.
I just haven't been able to dredge up any hatred for Cooper Flagg. But that cold nipple knipple there, I'm done with him. He hit that backdoor cut in the first half, and that's it. I was like, I despise you.
Dude, he's
colonizer.
He's annoying. He's annoying, and be ready, because from what I hear, his family is like the next version of the Plumleys. Like, there's like three brothers that are coming up through the ranks of high school.
I can't
wait
to hate the Knipples.
Yeah. Dude, it is. I'm watching Stranger Things right now, and the Demogorgon always comes back every year. You think you killed him, and then he comes back. That's what the Knipples are. They're the Plumlee Demogorgon, right? Like, the monster is here, and it's the Knipple family coming. So,
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh. So this is what the level of improbability. I love stats like this when the team I'm rooting for is on the good end. Unlike the Texans, where they had like three losses like this year, we're like, hey, teams that did this are normally 152-2, and now they're 152-3.
The Texans had all the, like, forcing five interceptions and still losing the game.
They had like three of those this year.
Yeah.
So Duke did this thing where since 1986 – teams that had the following things happen in a tournament game were 335-0. Higher field goal percentage than their opponents, more free throw attempts than their opponents, more assists than their opponents.
Saw that.
Fewer turnovers than their opponents.
Yeah.
And Duke didn't have many turnovers in this game. They only had seven turnovers in the game.
It felt like a football game in that regard.
Yes.
The turnover battle was very lopsided.
Lopsided, yeah. More steals than their opponent. If you did those five things since 1986... you were 335. You were part of a group that was 335-0. They are now 335-1, thanks to John Shire, Cold Nipple Knipple, and Duke. Yes,
the win probability chart is one for that. You could put that on a T-shirt too.
Yes,
because it was extreme the entire way. Houston had a couple spots there in the first few minutes where they had a higher win probability.
That's it.
But then it looked like a bear market to an extreme degree. We were flat out in the Great Depression there at the bottom.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we invented the personal computer.
At
the very end.
There's one red line shooting straight up at the end.
Yeah.
That's it.
You can never predict exactly what's going to pull you out of a depression. Sometimes it's a world war, whatever. This time it was just brilliant.
It was, and I would say too, like, you know, on the Duke side, they're probably calling it a choke job, and I think it just depends in the eye of the beholder. Like, Houston,
it's so nice to see all those stupid Duke fans.
Oh, crying! Oh. And well, I said to Amy because I didn't get to see the whole game because I had an event on Saturday. We did get to watch the last 2 minutes of it at the bar afterwards, so that was cool. And anybody I talked to yesterday about it was like, well, that was the only part you needed to see was the last 2 minutes of the game if you're rooting for Houston. But I rewatched the last 15 minutes of the game. I rewatched from the time they got down 14 through the rest of the game last night. And yeah, I said to Amy the same thing, Seth, after the game, where they were flashing around to different Duke people crying. I'm like, I could watch 2 hours of this. I could watch this like it was a feature film, just Duke people crying. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was great.
So, what was your event on Saturday night?
It was the Joe Niekro Foundation for AVM and aneurysm research.
Oh, that's so, right. Yeah, yeah, they talked about Joe Niekro a good amount yesterday.
Yeah, all-time leading wins.
On the broadcast.
Yeah, all-time leading wins for the Astros. Amy won the raffle. She won a 2.4-carat diamond in the raffle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
It's a big night for the Pendergasts. So she's going to put it.
2.4 carats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's she do with that?
She's going to put it in. She's going to put it in a pendant. Yeah.
Yeah.
A pendant.
You should carry it around. There's nothing. It feels kind of badass carrying around loose diamonds.
Oh, I felt badass at the bar.
Get on an airplane or something, just so all of a sudden they're like, "Hey, why are you carrying loose diamonds?"
Yeah. Just because.
A little gangsta appeal there.
Because I don't have any emeralds on me. How's that sound? All right. That's why I'm carrying diamonds. Okay.
That used to be kind of a currency in the underworld, wasn't it? Just carrying around loose diamonds instead of crypto?
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Feels like I watched a movie once.
Yeah. The Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler. He had diamonds laying around. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. Victorious Monday. All right. Let's stick with hoops because the Kooks did some good things yesterday. The Rockets. I have a big question here after this weekend. Why not Houston? Why not the Rockets? We will discuss that. Coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.